Remember when you're in college and the crazy fucking professor, science professor, who ran a lot of experiments and his lab always smelled like bad weed? The guy said, "Hey man, you wanna participate in an experiment, man? I'll give you $20." And you're like, $20? Fuck, are you serious? What do I gotta do? Oh man, we just need some plasma, man. Or we just gotta hook this colander up to your head, man. Give you $20. Come on in here, sign this release. $20, all right. You wake up in a fucking tub of ice in a Motel 6. You're missing a lung. Well, here we are. Except this time they'll give you $1,000. If you do wake up in a Motel 6 and in a bathtub of ice and there's no curtains, well, we know that Joe Biden is probably wearing them. Vanguard is offering you $1,000. Is that what it's worth? Is that it? It's one of the largest financial companies. And they're offering a grand? Can we negotiate that? I mean, late last week when we were stunned to report that Biden had called on states to bribe vaccine holdouts with a $100 mini stimmy to get vaccinated, we said that this infuriatingly perverted incentive would backfire spectacularly, as it would not only set expectations for even higher bribes by authorities and employers and tyrants, but would also lead to far lower injection rates as the hesitant waited for even higher sums of money to get the jab. Well, here we are, $1,000. The bribes are increasing right on schedule. What, in a month, this should be what? $10,000? Is that what they're going to offer? The dudes who did it for $100. No, first they started out. It's really fucking incredible. This is like watching a fallen down with Michael Douglas. They started out by offering you a beer or free weed. The states. States where marijuana is legal. They said, oh yeah, we'll give you some free weed. In Jersey, they said you get a beer. And the dudes who did this for a beer, and then they said, man, I could have gotten $100, man. Can I get it again, man? I could buy a lot more weed than one joint with $100, man. And then the dude said, $100, man. I'm going down and getting my jab, man. A week later, $1,000. $1,000, man. It's bullshit, man. I could have bought a whole weed farm. Don't worry, Walmart's offering $150 for staff. I mean, they're all in on it. I've never seen anything like it. It's fucking, it's insane. I give my family credit, man, but especially my wife, and we're staying steadfast in our belief system, and we will continue to do so. No problem. You know what? We've talked about it here. They break the news to Biden and Fauci and every fucking buddy else. I get up and leave this fucking country. Fuck off. Get the fuck out of here. I don't have to be here. I don't give a shit. I'm a human being. I'll go where I can live peacefully. It's very fucking basic. I take my money with me. I don't have to be here. If you're going to be a bunch of assholes, I can leave. Anybody's free to leave. Talked about that. You think somebody's going to show up here and put a needle in my neck? Get the fuck out of here. It's a big, big marble, man. It's all type of places you can go, be left alone. And there's a lot of countries happy to open their borders with open arms if you're a producing member of society, etc. You want to think outside the box. That's one way to think outside the box. I'm not limited to be here. Yes, I grew up here. Yes, I'm an American. Yes, I like it here, for the most part, minus these assholes. But I don't have to be here. I can go be a human being somewhere else, be left alone, etc. Now, your options, you're going to say to yourself, perhaps are limited, but there are always options. That's why I say these people have no dominion over you, and they shouldn't. You don't fucking own me. I'm not your bitch. You want to be jerk-offs, I just hit the road. You don't get any money. You get nothing. You get fucking nothing. You get nothing and like it, Spalding. Don't be afraid to be a human being. Don't feel fucking trapped in a corner. These guys have, they put a lot of people, backed them into a corner. Make a decision. You're going to feed your family or you're going to get injected. Oh, yeah. How do you think that's going to work out? I mean, I just, 35 years of watching these guys screw people over and reading has gone on for hundreds of years. I'm not going to be one of your suckers. You're not going to P.T. Barnum my ass. Not happening. Be smart, man. They keep cranking up the incentives. I mean, this is not how normal things work. If it's good, it survives on its own. You don't have to bribe people. It's bad when people start bribing people. It's a form of corruption. You have the largest financial institutions, the largest companies in the world, colluding with the government on behalf of the government to bribe you. What the fuck? Is that what you're worth? $150? You know how little $1,000 is if you get sick? Do you have enough insurance? Do you think that $1,000, you're going to stretch that $1,000 out if you get fucking sick? Or a family member gets sick? $1,000 is like gone. Be smart. Be smart. Vanguard. Fuck out of here. Now we need fucking Wall Street to tell us how to live. Now we need Warren Buffett, Mr. China, to tell us how to live. Well, thanks for your money. Thanks for the $1,000. When am I going to see it? Oh, let me guess. Let me guess. They'll put it into a Vanguard account and I can invest it. And your crooked ass stock market, it gets wiped the fuck out. Is that how it works? We will put it in an IRA for you that you're free to invest. And you can grow your $1,000. You can grow your injection into a nest egg to retire. Emphasis on the word retire. Yesterday, Biden, you know, he slipped yesterday. I asked him about this $1,000 thing, and he slipped yesterday during the Cuomo presser, and he said, yeah, $100,000. Bribes are $100,000 for the vaccine. Oh, is that what they're going to roll out? Who knows with Biden? So if you guys are going to jump at that $1,000, well, wait around for the $100,000. That'll be the last group. We'll give you $100,000 if you take an injection that could kill you. This is the worst season of Survivor I've ever seen. You can't even. A couple more things I want to cover on here. A Senate infrastructure bill gives feds a go-ahead to test taxing every mile you drive. Okay, so they've already forced you out of airports. They don't want you using their airports. They don't want you using. We've already fucking socialized the airlines for the rich and famous to use. No reason to charter a jet. And you get all the haves can use their airports, etc., and the infrastructure. And the have-nots have to stay at home because they can't. One, can't afford it. Two, they're not allowed because they're unwashed, whatever. Now they want to keep a... And don't forget, this is Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg establishing a pilot program to demonstrate a national motor vehicle per mile. They call it a user fee. Where I come from, that's called a fucking tax, Pete. CIA Pete. Wants to keep an eye. Oh, what? Yeah. another deep state guy making the rules. What a surprise. It's a federal tax, Pete, not a fucking user fee designed. I buy the car, I'm using it. I pay taxes to put gas in the car. I pay state taxes, I pay federal taxes. Now I am assessed a user fee to drive it? Fuck you, Pete. Get on your bicycle and pedal your ass out of here, Flintstone. Stick your fucking fee up your ass. You can tax me all you want on my user fee to drive. Good luck getting the fucking money, pal. You got a better chance of being elected president. That's not going to happen. Find out about your past. Oh, fuck's sake. That's what they want to do. They keep an eye on you. Well, this guy's driving a lot. Where's he going? Well, we'll talk about that in a minute. He's driving too much. He's up to something. This guy running a militia? What's he up to? Let's keep an eye on him. And of course, the auto companies that are subsidized also by you and socialized, basically. And their pension funds that have been socialized in the last few months with these stimulus bills. Of course, we're paying for their fucking bad pension investments. We bailed them out. Socialized. They will do and put anything in a car that these fucking tyrants tell them to because they are part of the operation. You understand how it works? Oh, don't worry. It's only a pilot program. Where have we heard that before? Oh, if you want to keep your doctor, you can. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Just a pilot program. Yeah, right. The problem with these assholes is once you let their foot in the door, you never get rid of them. This is the fucking house guest who never leaves. It plays into the next story. God damn, that's a long story. Infrastructure bill mandates drunk driver detectors for new cars. You know where your visors are? Up on the left, your left visor, the corner where the windshield meets the top of the car. There'll be a camera there. And your driver's side, there'll be a camera right here in your fucking face. Two cameras, every new car for drunk driving. Because that's such a fucking problem, isn't it? It's such a big problem, drunk driving. Now, I mean, I'm not minimizing the problem, but every fucking car for drunk driving? The fuck out of here. These people think they're kidding. The $1 trillion infrastructure bill, 2,700-page bipartisan piece of shit. It's been locked in negotiations for months between Democrats and Republicans. Get the fuck out of here. Between the haves against you, the have-nots, I should say, will mandate all new vehicles must have technology to detect drunk drivers and alert systems to check back seats before turning off the vehicle. Final vote is likely before next Monday. Sensors embedded within the vehicle's cabin will track the driver's eye movement and monitor signs of being distracted, impaired, or tired. Oh, yeah? Well, there's some good jokes. I just can't say it. What's it called? Who are they using for the crash test dummy? Pelosi? They're using Pelosi in the driver's seat, and they have her liver in a jar, the passenger seat. This is the prototype crash test dummy. Deep State Bloomberg News notes that this technology is similar to the ones that police officers use when pulling over suspected drunk drivers. Yeah, assholes, but the fucking cameras are pointed outward, Bloomberg. Debbie Dingell, this fucking dumb bitch, picking up the mantle for her crazed, corrupt husband, right? This is how the deep state protects itself. if one of their sentinels dies in office, the wife takes over. Because, you know, when you got a good soldier who's willing to break the law and screw the have-nots, well, the spouse comes right into fucking play. Let's keep it in the family. Debbie Dingleberry, a Michigan Democrat, released a statement that read, "We can't wait any longer to make our roads safer from drunk driving accidents. The inclusion of my bill in the bipartisan infrastructure package will help incentivize the development and implementation of technology to stop drunk driving once and for all and save lives." So what happens? Now you're just going to have a video of a drunk driver plowing into somebody. How's it going to save lives? It doesn't even say how it works. Does it shut the car down? No. They'll just be able to use the video against you in court after you kill somebody. Of course, it's only for drunk drivers. It's not to keep an eye on you, what you're up to, where you're at, what you're doing, who you're with, etc. What's next? Warning, warning. Put down the hamburger. Warning, warning. I mean, it's insane. Government mule we're listening to, and it could be no better group right now for what we're talking about, because you are a government mule. That's how they see you. And they're beating you like a rented mule, by the way. Another provision in the bill was to combat deaths of children accidentally left in hot cars, called a door logic alert that reminds drivers to check the back seat when turning off the engine. We have to check the fucking back seat to see if our kids are in it? Yeah, my kid's in the back seat. He doesn't look very well. It's not the heat. I think it was the injections. Press the back seat button. We need an ambulance. He just got the Pfizer or Moderna. We're worried about the parent. If the parents don't, can't make it up. Are we still rolling? Okay. Problem with the camera. If the parents don't know that their kids are in the back fucking seat of a car, okay, how are you going to protect that kid long term against a cement head parent like that? They got bigger problems than some back seat alarm. First thing you do when you get the car, boom, boom, fucking cameras out. Fucking out of their minds. Debbie Dingle, what a fucking lightweight criminal. Her husband was one of the biggest pieces of shit ever to serve in Congress. But, I mean, hey, you have to be a piece of shit to be elected to Congress, so it's not a big surprise. And where he's from, you know where these fucking assholes are from? Michigan, Illinois, all the assholes come from. Well, there's no very inclusive club. They're all assholes from all over the country. I didn't realize that drunk driving was just a massive problem. Oh, when it's a cover for taking away more of your freedom. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. More than 1,000 children have died in hot cars since 1990. How many have died or will die from these injections? Put that in your visor, bunch of goddamn posers. Oh yeah, by the way. ADP reports disastrous job numbers. The media is pitching it as the numbers are falling short of expectations. It's a fucking downward spiral. The projections were 700,000 by these so-called analysts, who all should be fucking unemployed by now, by the way. The real job number is 330,000 in July. That's a disgrace. Even the Department of Labor can't fudge it anymore. Stories on Pain.tv, along with other stories. We got a hot wire coming. No 30 days in a hole when you join up with us. Good hot wire in the mix. It's going to be good. There's a lot of stuff to cover, and a lot of stuff we can't say on here for obvious reasons. Tomorrow, we got a good show playing for tomorrow, too. I've already seen some of the stuff that the Young Bucks wanted to put into it. I said, okay, put it in. And we have all of our antennae up for Hotwire, and it's going to be another great one. We've been very fortunate to have great sources, and we've put a number of these, a chain of these episodes together. That's on Pain.tv. The social media, let's see right now. I finished early tonight. It's like almost 1 o'clock in the morning. Let's see how many people are on Pain.tv right now. I always want to check that out. It's going to find it fascinating that it's fucking jamming. It's a lot of people. Last night I checked it at 3 in the morning. Now, there weren't as many people on then, but they're still pretty brisk. Don't forget, we just started. We just started this. We just launched the fucking thing. Check it out, Pain.tv. Take care. God bless you.
Yeah. Outside of the mill, 'cause there's a right to obey and there's the right to kill.